Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Smirnoff Live. I am your host, Rob Smirnoff Uzzle, and we're going to do a quick 15-minute show. I was hoping CJ would call in so we could talk about the latest episode of Supergirl, and I am going to go ahead and post this on Facebook. The call-in number, if you are listening, it's 347-989-1048. Let me just post this real quick. All right. So I am Ross Smirnoff Uzzle, and I am going to go ahead and do this solo. Let me just get some information up. I know this is kind of impromptu, but we are live right now, and we are going to talk about the latest episode of Supergirl. And I'm just going to pull up the synopsis about what happened last night. I had a chance to watch the show, some developments that took place on Supergirl, episode number 10, I believe it was. It was called Childish Things. And the synopsis is, when the computer geek learns that his father has escaped, Kara wants to help him find his father, but conflictions are getting in the way. Alex Danvers convinces a reluctant Hank to use his powers to infuriate Lord Technologies to find out what Maxwell is hiding. Kat hires Lucy as a general counsel over the concerns of James Olsen. Maxwell uses a hidden spy camera on it. Kara and Alex discovering that the two are sisters and learning Kara's secret identity. This episode really set the tone for a next episode, which is entitled Strange Visitor from Another Planet. Now, I thought this was a pretty good episode. It wasn't as action-packed as the show normally is, but it finally happened. When he kissed Kara, and he finally told her that he's been in love with her from day one, even before he found out her identity as Supergirl, and it was definitely just jam-packed with emotion. His father got out of prison, kidnapped him, and he was going to use a toy gun to shoot and kill his old boss because his old boss didn't like his toys. So this episode featured Toy Man, if for those of you who are DC comic fans. And he said, if you don't do this, I'm going to detonate the bomb and I'm going to blow everything up. But Supergirl used her laser beam from her eyes, heat vision, and set off the sprinklers and used her cold breath to freeze up the entire room so the bombs really didn't go off. The bombs did go off, but it wasn't an explosion, and it definitely wasn't a catastrophe of unbearable proportions. So she saved the day once again and captured Wynn's father, who is Toy Man. Hank, who was impersonating Maxwell, went to find that there was another Kryptonian in his lab, and now that Maxwell is finding out that the Danvers sisters aren't sisters, and that Supergirl is Kara, and Kara is Supergirl, I'm thinking that he's going to use whatever technologies that he's got at his disposal to bring this Kryptonian to life, and it's going to be hell and chaos, I suspect, on the next Supergirl. Now, if CJ's listening, CJ, go ahead and give a call. We got a couple of minutes. Let me see if I can get him on the horn. And just be real quick. I can just get him on the horn. If not, I'll just do the solo. But that is pretty much the synopsis of the show. Again, Maxwell, hidden camera, finding out that Danvers sisters are in fact sisters, and learning about Kara being Supergirl. Lucy Lane, the sister of Lois Lane, who's also the girlfriend of James Olsen, is also taking a job as legal counsel or attorney for Cat Corporation. And James he's a little apprehensive about the whole situation. What else to talk about? WWE presents the 2015 Royal Rumble this Sunday live on the WWE Network. Roman Reigns will be defending the WWE World Heavyweight Championship against 29 other men in the Royal Rumble match. Now, the title has never been defended. The WWE Championship has never been defended in the Royal Rumble match. The closest thing of that nature was the 1992 Royal Rumble match when the title was vacant. And, of course, Nature Boy Ric Flair won the WWF at the time title. What other matches do we have? And a last man standing match, Dean Ambrose will defend the Intercontinental Championship against Kevin Owens. This should be a good match. I suspect Kevin Owens is going to retain the belt, probably setting up him and Sami Zayn for WrestleMania. There have been a lot of rumors that maybe Kevin Owens versus Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. Don't really see that happening. And it looks like CJ's not going to be able to call in. I'll text him and say, don't worry about it. We'll do the next episode, and I'll do this episode solo. Just give me a second here. All right. So, with that being said, I don't know what else to talk about here. I'm a little unprepared. There's some updates about some indie shows coming up here in the Dallas area. Maybe we'll check out one of them. I think NPS has got one this weekend. Not really sure who is going to be wrestling in that show. I will go ahead and plug in NPX. Looks like VIP Wrestling is having a show. Let me pull it up real quick. Justin Gabriel, who is MJ or TJ Black, formerly a WWE alumni, it'll be February 12th. They got a show, VIP Wrestling. Looks like MPX Wrestling is going to be doing a show. Hold on one second. Looks like... Oh, CJ, you called in. Sorry.
You said 9 o'clock my time.
I know. I changed the time. I just had to get it out.
I didn't get your text, and so because I was waiting, you know, you said 9 o'clock.
Well, we can do the after party if you want.
Did you talk about Supergirl?
Yeah, I already talked about it. Basically, in a nutshell, Hank went in, found the other Kryptonian. The security guard lost his memory. When finally had the balls to kiss Kara and finally told her how he felt, Toyman, which is Wynn's father, broke out of prison, and he was going to have Wynn kill his old boss because his toy sucked. Kara, as Supergirl, wouldn't use laser heat vision to set off the sprinkler alarm and made a big iceberg to impact the blast. Lucy Lane is taking a job as general counsel, a.k.a. attorney for Catco
Corporation. Well, yeah, I don't know if they're going to let her in on the deal. How are you gonna hide the fact you're working with Supergirl if your girlfriend's working for Catco now, you know, James' girlfriend, you know?
Yeah, and then
She's gonna think they're cheating or something.
Yeah, and then they found out that Maxwell found out that the Danvers girls are sisters. And it's going to learn about Supergirl's identity, or at least
appears. He's secretly, recording them, which if the thing would have ended up on Supergirl, she would have figured it out. I mean, there's a decent adaptation with Superman and Batman, the world's finest. I shared a special link on the DC Comics for Life from the Cartoon Network version of the movie. And Batman finds out who Superman is because he puts a bug on Superman. So that's interesting that the camera is in the purse.
This episode was good. It just wasn't as action-packed as I... It was more drama-filled this time.
Yeah, because they probably needed, you know, because they have to save that. They have to save the money for, finales and stuff. Toyman's an interesting character. You know, he's been, you know, he's a killer. You know, he's been a killer. He's been a campy character. I like the fact they did a nice Easter egg to the old-school Toyman character with the doll that talks. I like that. It's interesting because Toyman, I know that Doll Man or the Doll Maker, I think, was on the Arrow or Flash. I think they did a Toyman there too, or they have. I'm not sure, but. It's interesting character they picked. It's interesting that Wynn's his kid. I think that's very interesting. Gives the character more depth. His dad's a fucking homicidal maniac.
Yeah, he's like, you're going to do this or I'm going to blow you up. And he's like, hey, by the way, do you want to do the after party?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's like, you're going to kill this motherfucker or... I'm going to blow your ass up along with hundreds of people. And if we escape, we're going to be together. It's like, this dude's a homicidal maniac. It's fucking awesome. Good episode.
Yeah, I thought it was a good episode. Tonight, which I'll be watching. I watched Supergirl on my, I got CBS All Access. I decided, you know what, I'm going to download it into my phone. Because it's got better picture quality. I mean, it was okay. Once things started settling, got better picture quality. So I watched it live on my phone because I'm in a big market, L.A. market. So I thought it was very interesting. Tonight, the Flash returns. And it's a DC week on CW, which I'll be, like I said, I'll be watching that on my phone too with the app. But there's more rumors about a crossover with
The
with
Flash,
Flash
and Arrow and Supergirl. Yeah, I saw
they
that.
They keep trying to deny them, but yeah, I don't know if it's more clickbait or what, but there's been more and more rumors, you know, like and I would love to see Wynn what's his name? Wait 1 second.
James fight over Carr.
Oh no, this is totally
Toyman.
I would love to see Wynn and what's his name? He's a Hispanic, he's a guy. Well, he's a scientist, from The Flash. He's
okay.
And people are saying they would love to see them interact. Because it would be very interesting. It would be like, both of them are kind of sarcastic.
Yeah, a scientist.
And he helps develop The Flash's suit. He's a young guy, too. Same type. They're both do basically what you do, except a little more high tech version. And
I wouldn't even know where to begin, dude, on the hacking thing. But yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, the IP or what's called
hacking. They're
so
hackers,
what are you in?
I'm an IT support systems analyst.
Yeah, IT. They're basically IT guys, except, you know, with the added hacking scientist. Wynn's kind of, for what his position is at Catco, he's overqualified, with what he can do. But, yeah, I would love to see them interact with the Flash. Mostly the Flash. I mean, it would be interesting on the Arrow, but I think the Flash and Supergirl have more tone, are tonally the kind of similar. See, my thing is this. You know, why not? Why not her and Wynn? Why not?
I see nothing wrong with it. I mean,
when you get two characters together, you know, the sexual tension should always is what keeps the show going. But you know, she seems to not be interested at all, and I'm just like, you know, maybe Wynn should actually go and get a girlfriend now, or you know, date someone that's really attractive, and maybe Kara will get jealous.
And then Carl gave us some of that Supergirl booty.
She doesn't seem sexual at all, though. That's the thing.
Well, now what happens if they had a child? Now, is it possible with her being Kryptonian?
There's all kinds of scenarios. I mean, Superman. I mean, in that movie, Superman Returns, he did have a kid that was half Kryptonian.
In one of the DC cartoons, he was like, "Well, our Kryptonian biological DNA wouldn't be possible," somebody said that. So it's
have to clone. I mean, there's a character named Connor Kent. He's been killed in the comics a few times, but he was a clone. Connor Kent, clone of Superman. Connor Kent, the person who made the clone was Lex Luthor. I think they don't want to go down that road, but at the same time, I think they can at least, you know, because. I mean, it is kind of weird, okay? She still likes James. I don't know if it would be settling for her, you know what I mean? That mentality of settling.
Right.
I'm using that IO bit thing.
Oh yeah, the malware fighter.
Yeah.
Did it find anything?
It's looking at my programs right now.
Well, I mean, you got the full version of Super Anti-Spyware, which are good, but, I mean, hell, this is a free full-time program, so, you know, try it out,
yeah.
See what you think. I mean, you want to
pay
for the...
I do Super Anti-Spyware stuff every year. I pay for it every year,
You should sign up for giveawayoftheday.com, you know, subscribe to it, and they'll email you around 4 o'clock in the morning, and it's always free software, man. I mean, it's full licensed software for free.
Oh, yeah,
and
And
anything that you can use, I mean, I just send it to you, you know, I sent you a couple of Easter eggs.
Yeah, I got some. They are coming out with a Supergirl based on the TV show comic, which I love those. I have the Arrow stuff. I have the Flash Season 0. I just got the new Malcolm Merlyn Black Archer or Dark Archers. I forget the exact name. But those comics are actually pretty good based on the TV shows because they'll either go in between the storylines, like in between episodes, or they'll do
I feel like recording another podcast. I don't know why. I feel like doing another live one and change the name to something different. You up for another recording? I mean, I can end this show now and then schedule it and actually. I have to end it and, you know, set up another one.
All right, yeah, hit me up.
All right, man, well, we're going to end Smirnoff Live for January 19th, 2015. Thank you, 16, I mean. So I'm going to end the show now.